Enlivening Musings and the Pleasure Fairy, here to inspire more daily pleasure and aliveness into your life. Amp up your zhuzhiness. Invite your weird out to be loved on for radical self-love, enhancing your life and relationships. Go to crystalfranco.com for free and paid experiences. That deep trust of life is huge. And I think that's one of the things people get a taste of when they're on vacation. Welcome to Enlivening Musings. I'm Crystal, and today I want to dive into vacation mind, that state of being when everything just feels so good. All right, so vacation mind, it's kind of like a lot to say here, and yet it's so simple and not that much. All right, so think about when you're on vacation. All right. And if you can, if you're in a place where you can even close your eyes and really go there, take a moment to do that. Obviously, if you're driving or something, don't do this now, and you can feel into it more later. But I want you to really get that vibe, that feeling that you get when you're on vacation. It's like the external world kind of fades away a little bit, and yet everything is more vibrant and real because you're so in the moment and it's not your day-to-day routine. So that's one aspect I want to talk about, is the novelty of it. When we're in vacation mode, we are experiencing new things. They are novel things. Sure, there's vacations where you go and you repeat things and you go to the same places and all of that, and that's cool too. In general, though, because you're out of your norm, you're experiencing these new novel things. It's one of the ways that you can amp up Eros too, that aliveness, that turn on, that attraction within your relationship too. So not just for yourself and your own aliveness, but the Eros of a relationship. It really thrives on that novelty, on that newness. It's that excitement. That's why things can feel so great in the beginnings of relationships, because it's all new. It's all very novel. You're learning one another, which could go into a whole nother topic of itself. So let's focus. All right. So that novelty is one big aspect. The being present in the moment is another big aspect. And this is something that I feel not only can we, but I personally call on this often. It's something so that in our day-to-day life, we can feel that same sensation that we feel when we're on vacation. All right, so back to you breathing into your body and feeling what it's like when you're on vacation. Feel into that sense of really being grounded and centered. There's something about being on vacation where the rest of the world melts away because we're able to just center. And at the same time, the rest of the world becomes so present for us because we're so centered. We're feeling that peace. And so when I'm talking about parts of the world falling away, I'm talking about those day-to-day stresses, those things that pull us out of the moment, especially when we're in a go, go, go state. We're not being present. We're thinking too much, or we're just going, or whatever it is. We're not being in the present moment. And so we're not feeling that deep, ah, here I am. Okay. There's also something about being on vacation that can sometimes make us feel like we can connect to our whole selves, or we can bring our whole selves, almost as if we have permission to be ourselves because we're not in our normal community. So these are all areas, if you want to take this, I mean, you could take all of these points and spend a lot more time with them, because there is juicy nuggets in each of these points. Is it finding things that are novel? Is it being really present? Or is it being true to yourself and really being able to express yourself in your day-to-day? What in all of this are you holding back from your day-to-day life that could be increasing your aliveness, right? So that concept of being wholly you. And this is where I love talking about marinating in your essence. I'm pretty sure that's a big component of the Radically Love You experience, because it's really important that we do that. You feel your own essence. You feel your own energy, your unique vibration in the world, and how it feels to you could, would, should feel like that deep, centered. It's like you can just be you. And there's nothing cramping you down. There's nothing restricting you. And it's that sigh of relief, that ability to just be yourself and shine in the world. And these are the things that I experience in my day-to-day life. And sometimes it's from effort, where I am doing things like, okay, I'm going to be present in this moment. So I am taking breaths into my body. I'm getting into my body, out of my head. I'm tuning into my senses. And I'm doing things to be in the present moment. So I'm not in the past and I'm not in the future, creating anxiety and depression and things like that, right? I'm in this moment. So that's one way. And then the other thing is, and or actually tying in the practice of doing things to really be oneself and noticing all of that through awareness, kind of like in the last episode, I talk about like awareness and how that's a key. So when you have that awareness, you're able to see where you're holding yourself back from things and from shining as you want to be. And then you can make a different choice. And then the other experiences happen to me spontaneously. I will be just driving, and all of a sudden, a rush of just comes over me. And it's that deep trust. It's that deep trust in knowing that all is right with the world. As messy and crazy and like fucked up it all is, there's some way, shape, or form that it's all happening in divine order. And that deep trust in life is huge. And I feel like that's one of the things that people get a taste of when they're on vacation. So as you return to just being able to breathe into yourself and feel on this, keep coming back to that felt state of what it's like. Now, if you're the type of person who vacations just really stressful, it all adds up to things, your felt state isn't going to give you this. But for a nice chunk of people out there, that being on vacation felt state brings that deep peace, as well as that big freedom, that sigh of relief, and that deep trust of life. So this is that invitation to return to that feeling over and over and over again. And if you want to incorporate practices that are going to keep bringing you back to more of that, so you can have more of that groundedness, that centeredness, as well as more of that open and free and trusting of life sensations. Awesome. Well, if you want to go deeper with any of that, you know I'm here for you. So you can reach out, and I hope you have a delicious day. Thanks for tuning in. Share this with a friend to spread the love. Connect with Crystal on Instagram at TheCrystalFranco or on her site, crystalfranco.com. Enjoy.